right? Good to go with nutmeg? Wonderful. I'd like to call this regular meeting of the New Britain Common Council to order of October 28, 2015 at 7:37 p.m. Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Yes, Alderpersons Truworthy.
Here.
Magnuszewski.
Here.
Black.
Present.
Collins.
Here.
Klaytosh.
Here.
Sanchez.
Here.
Carlozzi.
Here.
DeFranzo.
Here.
Salvio.
Here.
Pabon.
Here.
Giantonio.
Here.
Smedley.
Present.
Salerno.
Here.
Naples.
Here.
Belinsky.
Present.
15 present, Your Honor.
Thank you. Can we all please rise for the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Clerk.
O God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for our freedom, liberties, and protection. We thank all of our residents that took up the challenge in 2013 to run for and be elected to represent us in New Britain. We give thanks that our mayor and city council members put aside much of their differences, were true in their conscience in the legislation they proposed and voted upon, and were just and honest in their thinking and actions. We give thanks to our other elected officials, each represented our city to the best of their abilities and provided confidence, stability, and guidance for the years to come. We give thanks to all elected officials who chose not to run again this year. We should all recognize the pressures and time constraints our part-time legislators face while doing the work of the people. We wish all that chose to participate in this year's election be proven worthy of the confidence and support placed in them by our fellow residents. We ask this in thy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Chairman Hard.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks. I want to thank Mr. Town Clerk for that very nice prayer, very fitting, coming to tonight. Before I turn the microphone over to Alderwoman Belinsky to give some appropriate farewells, I'd like to wish the best of luck to Alderman DeFranzo and Alderwoman Magnuszewski. Thank you guys for all of your work and service to the city. I don't know how long you'll be gone for, but thank you guys for the work that you've done. And best wishes to all of us sitting here. We are all on the chopping block on Tuesday, so it's good luck to each and every single one of you. It's been a pleasure and an honor to work with you these last 2 years. We've done a lot of incredible things together, things that I know every one of us have certainly can be proud of. So hopefully, knock on wood, we'll be able to continue that for a couple years to come. But Alderman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. I rise to acknowledge the work of two of our members who we know at this point in time will not be here come the next council meeting on November 12th, and that is Alderman David DeFranzo and Alderwoman Eva Magnuszewski. Two of my colleagues, my Democratic colleagues, sorry to see that you did decide not to run, but I do want to acknowledge the hard work that you've done. You know, I was just speaking earlier, about Alderman DeFranzo, that I couldn't remember if you were married when you started on the council, because it's been a very busy 4 years for you. In that now you have you were married, and yeah. Now you have two children, two lovely children. So, as was spoken about the time constraints and the time it takes away from your family, I definitely understand why you would want to, take more time with your family. While on the council, Alderman DeFranzo from 2011 to 2015 was chair of the Admin, Finance, and Law Committee, which that's a big job. You did a great job on that, as well as liaison to Parks and Rec and, on the other planning, zoning, and housing, as well as, other committees that council members are involved with. I know that you've been very responsive to constituents, and I know that you were an avid opponent to the Costco, but you live by your conviction. I'm glad that we have it, but you live by your convictions is where I'm going, and I think that you stood up for what you thought was right all the time you're on the council, and it didn't matter if it was the popular vote or not, and you should be recognized for that. Alderwoman Magnuszewski, on the council from 2007 to 2015, served as majority leader and assistant majority leader, fantastic in both of those roles. So many liaisons, I can barely read them, and that CCSU, Hospital of Central Connecticut, Humane Commission, New Britain Chamber of Commerce, Parks and Rec, and Public Works over your years, and also on the Planning, Zoning, and Housing Committee for the council. But I think that everyone in this room knows that the one thing that you're most known for is your compassion in the treatment of animals, and that you were the driving force behind establishment of the Humane Commission in the city of New Britain. And I think that as well as supporting the licensing and vaccinations of animals, and like I said, in the humane treatment. So I think that we thank you for your work in that, and it's just you're a compassionate woman with regards to animals and with regards to everyone that you deal with. Lovely and a person and a pleasure to work with. I want to thank you both for your public service and dedication to the city and its residents. And on behalf of the council, we have a few plaques that want to present. If I could step down, Your Honor, for a moment to present them.
It says with deep appreciation, they both say the same thing, sorry if I didn't get there. With deep appreciation for your service and commitment to the city of New Britain as a member of the Common Council. And this one is for you, Eva. And this one is for you, Dave. And I just want to say thank you. And there is a boomerang effect. So hopefully you'll go out, you'll do what you need to do with your family, and hopefully you may have a call back to service. And I know that regardless of whether you serve on the council again or not, you definitely, I know, have in your heart the need for public service, especially to being here. So that I'm sure that we'll see you back in one way or another. Also,
you don't get flowers.
Sorry. You know I'm going to miss you because you're my doctor.
You. So nice. Oh, thank you. I wanted to offer both of you an opportunity if you want to say something to the council.
Okay. Good.
People at home. First and foremost, I want to thank my colleagues over the last 8 years. I've learned something from each and every one of you, whether you know it or not. Second, I want to thank all the constituents over the last 8 years who voted for me in these last four elections. It means more than you could ever imagine. What I most appreciated was hearing, believe it or not, was from the elderly ladies back in the day who weren't afforded the opportunity to run for office. And I can't tell you over the years how many ladies of a certain age came up to me and told me how nice it was to see a female running, because back in their day it wasn't commonplace for women to run for office. And today it's extremely commonplace, and so that means a lot to me. The third set of people I like to thank are my family and friends. Especially my parents, my mom Teresa, who's watching, hi mama, each spot, and my dad in heaven, who ironically died 6 years this evening. Oh, wow. So, and one of the reasons I am stepping down, my mom's health is failing considerably and she needs more help, and there's only so many hours in the day that a person has, and I have a full-time job and other interests like my passion for animals that I need to dedicate a little extra time to. It's not to say I won't be back in 2 years or 4 years or whatever the case is, because it's honestly, it's been an honor. To my fellow people running, whether they're in this room or not, the one thing I ask you to keep in mind when you make your decisions is just remember, government exists to make the lives better for everybody. And when you're voting on something, please remember that, because if government doesn't make the lives of citizens better, there's no reason for it to exist. Thank you.
Thank you. I just
kind of want to echo what Alderwoman Magnuszewski said. I want to definitely thank the people of New Bern. It's been a great honor to serve them over the last 4 years. I've had the honor to meet people from all over the city during my time in office and during the two campaigns that I was fortunate enough to run. And the people have always been very friendly and warm and open and willing to talk to me about whatever issues may be coming before the council. So I really appreciate all the support and from the people of this city that I've gotten over the last couple years. I want to take a second to thank all the department heads in City Hall, because really they're the folks that kind of help us do our job. If we have an issue or a problem, we can call them, and they kind of work out the nuts and bolts of it. So they deserve a lot of credit, and they were always willing to help me and take care of any issues that I had. So I want to thank them. Mark Moriarty's here, Bill DeMeo, Chief Wardwell, several of them are here also, and those folks deserve a great deal of credit, because they really are responsive to our needs and our concerns whenever we call, and usually we're calling on behalf of a constituent. So I want to thank them for everything that they do. And also just want to take a second to thank all my colleagues on the council. I think if there's one thing I could tell people in the city, people have a very negative impression of politicians these days, and to some degree it's rightfully so. But at the local level, I can honestly say people here are here because they care about the city and they want to do what's in the best interest of the city. We certainly may not always agree on things, but it's not because we dislike each other personally. It's because we just have a disagreement on that particular issue. People here are not here to get rich. They're not here to be famous. They're not here because they want to be governor. They're here because they want to do what's in the best interest of the city. So I just want to thank all of you for all the time and effort that you've put into this over the last, I don't know how many years some of you have been here, but it's been a long time. So thank you all very much.
At this time, I'd like to open it up to any other council member who might want to send their well wishes or say anything.
Yes, Your Honor.
Alderman D'Antonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'm going to rise representing our Rudd caucus here to thank Alderman DeFronzo and Alderwoman Magnuszewski for their service. I think Dave hit on something very important, and that's, we're all up here trying to make a better New Britain, and sometimes we might disagree on this council floor, but at the end of the day, I think everybody wants to do what they feel is best, and whether you agree or not, you shake hands and you walk away friends, and that's certainly something that I think both Dave and Eva brought to the table, and I really appreciate it, and thank you for your service. It's a very big time commitment, and it's not something that either of them took lightly, and I really appreciate it and wish them well, and best wishes to whatever comes next for you guys. Thank you.
Alderman Truworthy.
Thank you, Your Honor. So it's kind of funny that we're sitting here standing and talking about these, both of these two, because I don't know that either of them were too jazzed initially about running mm-hmm. when first approached. I think Dave was an appointment that was made midterm, and that was 5 years ago or so, right? And I remember when people were talking, there's an open spot, so we need to fill some, and that cup names start popping up, and all of a sudden, Dave DeFront, really? Is he interested? I don't know how interested he is. And after a certain amount of time, you develop relationships with folks, and people also learn how City Hall works, learns how the process goes, and they become the go-to person for things. Not everybody up here is an expert on everything, but hopefully we'll try and be as well-rounded as we can. But some people gain interests in whatever their particular area happens to be, and they become the person that you call to when there's a question that you have to have, or they'll know the answer right off the top of your head. Dave's certainly proven himself to be one of those people who is always answered the phone, always called me back, always got right back to me, and also was very inquisitive about, I really want to see, and it drove, and some people didn't like this about him, but I really admire the quality. I'd like to actually see that paperwork that backs that up. And every couple of years, you know, whoever gets elected, the seats change around and everything, and it has a whole different feel. Obviously, the family is a big part of your world right now, as it is with mine and several others here. But congratulations, Dave, and enjoy the little ones. They're little. They're beautiful. We see them, seen them a bunch in the last few weeks. So they're great. So I have a feeling neither you, the two of you, are going too far away. So for now, we'll say goodbye. But you'll be sorely missed, Dave. And to Eva, you know, Eva was I served longer than Dave, but again, when everyone's mentioned, and she mentioned herself, he was kind of the spiritual guru, if you will, for me. In any case, anytime something's a little off, I would call Eva and kind of say, "Are we going on the right path here? You know, make sure this is going in the right way." Or was that? Did that come out right the way I meant to say it? That's oftentimes. But did that come out the way I meant to say that to come out? Because I don't think it did. And she was very honest and said, "No, that's not. No, you didn't say that. That wasn't what you meant to say at all. Actually, it really was quite bad." And she mentioned it that the animals, the Humane Commission wouldn't exist. Those things would not have existed. And if anything happened, the dog pound, any of those types of things. Didn't have to call anybody else, but just pick up the phone or shoot over a text, and Eva knew what was on it, was on top of it, taking care of it. And Eva was, you know, a volunteer during one of the campaigns, I don't know, 10 years ago maybe?
Yep.
And wasn't looking to be elected, wasn't looking for anything, just making some phone calls. And a couple years later, hey, where'd that Eva girl go? She was great. And well, I'm personally, we're all going to miss you. We look forward to having you back some way. We won't let you go too far. Thanks, Eva, for everything.
Thank you, Alderman. Alderman Carlos.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'm going to try to be short, but I don't know if that's possible. Quick is what I meant. So I want to also congratulate and thank both Alderman DeFranzo and Alderwoman Magnuszewski for their service over the years. It's been a privilege for me to serve with both of them. There's a story of Eva when she really got to me on the Humane Commission. I wasn't necessarily sold back in those days of 2011, I think, when there was a lot of brouhaha going over what was going on at the dog pound, and Eva was out there pounding the pavement and trying to make some changes, and I wasn't necessarily sold. And as things progressed in 2012, I think it was, with some new changes, she really got to me in terms of this was the right path for us to go on. And I think today, the dog pound situation that we have and the way that our four-legged family members are treated is all a result of the work that Eva put into it. I don't know if I've ever told her, but I recall getting a phone call one day from the first selectman of North Haven, Michael Frieda, and a staunch conservative Republican, who says, "So you work with that Eva Magnuszewski girl, right?" And I said, "Yes, she's on the council with me. Let me tell you something. She's phenomenal. She's great. She has a good heart, dedicated worker. She's on the right path of what she's trying to do here to help our animals in this state." And I think she's given testimony at the state. So Eva, that's for me your signature event and your signature resolution on the council during my time here with you. And I want to thank her for that. I know she'll be back soon. And to Alderman DeFranzo, wow, known him since probably he was in the baby stroller. I think going back that far. Dave, congratulations. Thank you. We're going to miss you. I think the decision you're making is right. The kids are young and small. They're only at this stage once in life. You'll be sorely missed. But I wish you well, and I know we'll be seeing you around. I also want to thank everyone. I want to follow in what our town clerk said about everyone who's run for office and everyone who's running for office. We don't do this for the glory. We don't do this for all those other myriad of reasons that people do it on a national stage. We don't do it for the microphones and the TV cameras and people following us all over the place. We do it because we think it's the right thing for the city of New Britain. And whether you're a Republican, whether you're a Democrat, whether you're an independent, whether you're unaffiliated, at the end of the day, we're all residents of the city of New Britain. And I think, you know, all of us in this chamber, whether we disagree on something or not, we can disagree on an issue and yet not be disagreeable. And I think we've done that very, very well over the last 2 years. And I think I want to compliment everyone for that, as this is our last meeting of this particular council. I wish well everyone who's running for re-election. I wish well all those that are running for election. As long as your priorities are always for the citizens of the city of New Britain, I think New Britain will be in good shape. And I look forward to, you know, what happens in a week from now. But thank you to everybody, and good luck to all those that are running for office, and thank you for all those who are moving on to other things. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Alderman. Anyone else? Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. And now for something completely different. For this, those Monty Python fans. Over this past weekend, I did want to just raise attention and give an update. We had had a wonderful event over this past weekend on Saturday and Sunday, an event called the Big Fix, which was run by the police department and Sergeant Keller. What they did is we had numerous volunteers of veterinarians and vet techs. I thank them for all of them. They worked tirelessly, volunteered their service. And over that two-day period on Saturday and Sunday, 127 dogs and cats were either spayed or neutered for a very low cost for people who couldn't afford to do it otherwise. So I like I said, Sergeant Keller helped arrange it along with Officer Floyd, Officer Briganti, and I also saw Officer Sullivan there. I was helping out as a CSO, as well as I know Alderman Pabone was there, as well as others helping out with the event. And as I said, there were a number of vets that for a two-day period, from what I understand from some of the people I was shuttling back and forth, they started at 7 in the morning and they stopped on Saturday at 9 at night. So they were, wow. they just volunteered their time, and they worked for that period at, you know, to help make this work. So we thank all of them. I don't know their names, and I know that the gentleman, the main vet, he's the one that helps out with the rabies clinic, and we thank him for his time. And from what I hear, that it went very well. They were excited to volunteer, and that potentially they're going to try and organize it and do it again. So I just wanted to thank the police department. I know that we have Captain Bill Steck here this evening. And please bring, the chief is traveling, and which is why he's not able to be here. So please bring that back to the police department for our thanks. Thank you, Captain.
Thank you. I would also like to make note that there's a big giant recycling bin over there to my right, if anyone would like to clean the stuff off their desks.
Stay positive.
Don't, well, think of, look at all this stuff. New year, start fresh.
We need to be paperless.
We're wow. Recycling. For those at home would like to see.
I gotta be.
It's a good time to perch. Start new. Approval of the minutes, Alderwoman Collins. And we have
no, Your Honor, no minutes.
Thank you very much. So amendments to the agenda?
Of course. Your Honor, we have excuse me. Substitute C. And additional resolution number 7 and addition number 8.
Seconded by Alderman Belinsky. Any discussion on the amendments to the agenda? Mr. Clerk?
Alderpersons Trueworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, do we have petitions this evening?
Yes, we have 3.
Okay.
First one is from Alderpersons Trueworthy and Black. Police traffic enforcement investigate residents' complaints of loitering in and around New Bright Plaza and Stanley Street, East Main Street intersection, as well as noise and motorcycle racing issues on Martin Luther King Drive.
Send that to the police commission.
Okay, the second one is from Alderwoman Belinsky. Please have city officials check the area around Guida's property on Dwight Street for trash and debris, as neighbors have complained about unsightly debris along the fence on the property.
Thanks. We'll send that to Public Works.
My third one is from Alderman Truworthy. Please have City or CLNP remove branches which overhang electrical, cable, and phone wires over 5 Recano Drive.
5 Recano Drive to Public Works Department.
Okay, that's it, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. Moving on to the consent agenda, Alderwoman Cullen.
Cough drop in my mouth.
Oh, sorry.
Your Honor, everything is on consent. Those items being item A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, and H.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky. Mr. Clerk?
Alderpersons Truworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Motion carries. On to resolution number 1, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 1.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Pabon.
Thank you. Resolution number 1 deals with our trash pickup, and what the resolution does is it changes the ordinance to say that you can only put your trash cans in front of your own house and not in front of your neighbors or an abandoned property. It's kind of crazy that we're even here talking about this, but I guess there is problems with people putting their trash in front of their neighbor's house so they can park in front of their own houses. This was sent to committee and returned back favorably, and I will add, if you do put your trash in front of your neighbor's house, you'll be subject to a $99 fine. So it did go to committee, it was returned favorably, and I urge adoption.
Thank you, Alderman. Any further discussion on the motion? Because this is an ordinance change, we do need a roll call.
Alderpersons Truworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Thank you. Let us all put our trash containers in front of our own home. Resolution number 2, Alderman Truworthy.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt item 2.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Carlozzi.
Your Honor, this is on behalf of the city, the mayor, city council, and the entire city of New Britain, recognizing that November 11th, 2015, as Veterans Day, which will be shortly coming up in the next couple weeks. And just a heads up that given that the, you may want to elaborate this on this a little bit about the ceremonies there that day, Your Honor, that the, given there's normally an event occurs at Central Park, but given the construction that's going there, that's going to be happening this year at up at the top of Walnut Hill Park, excuse me. So I don't have the details of that, but
searching for it.
You're looking for it on the phone. But this acknowledges Veterans Day and hope folks can come on out that day. There's a usually lovely ceremony that occurs to acknowledge those who served the military and served our country in service.
Got it. I got the whole schedule if you'd like me to opine on that.
thank you. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Oh, excuse me. Also, it does have Alderman Carlozzi and myself's names on this, but obviously I would open it up for all the people to sign on to the resolution.
Thank you. I will pipe in for a moment. Those ceremonies start at 8 o'clock in the morning at General John Patterson Memorial at East and Allen Street. We move every half hour or 45 minutes, going to the Spanish-American War Memorial at 8:30 at Willowbrook, then into the Vietnam Memorial at 8:45 at Willowbrook. We'll go out to the Skinner Memorial for 9:15 at Corbin and Lincoln. We'll be at the Pulaski Monument and Pulaski Park at 9:45 a.m.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I'm glad you read it.
Oh, yeah.
Order.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be at the Boriquineers Monument on Beaver Street at 10:15, followed by the Israel Putnam Stone at 10:45. That's at Walnut Hill. At 11:11 will be the largest ceremony, 11:11, up at the World War I Monument up at Walnut Hill, followed by the Belvedere area at Campbell Square at 11:45, and ending at the Captain Brian Letender Memorial at 12:15 on Sunny Slope. Sorry, the writing is like this big. I can't like
I must be getting old. I can't see it.
Thank you. Anyone else? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 3, Alderman Naples.
Your Honor, I move to accept it up. Item Second. Number 3.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Smedley.
This concerns appointment of the first New Britain Poet Laureate. It's been quite a process. I was pleased to be part of it. Although it's an unpaid position, it shows great promise for value for both the city and all its residents. I urge adoption.
Thank you, Alderman Naples. Anyone else like to comment? I'll throw in my 2 cents. Alderman DeFonso.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to congratulate Mike on this honor. He's somebody that's truly deserving of this. I've had the pleasure of hearing Mike perform several times over the last couple years, and it's absolutely phenomenal. Anybody out there who has any interest in this at all, or just interested in seeing something that's a little bit different than what you may normally go out to see on a Friday or Saturday night, you should definitely check it out. And you know, the thing about Mike is that a lot of people don't realize is that Mike's a phenomenal poet. He's a better person. He's a role model to youth throughout the city. He works at our high school. He's a coach, and he's a leader of young people throughout the community. So we could not have a better representative of our city than Mike Peterson. So I congratulate him, and I wish him all the best.
Thank you. I believe he's going to come forward. But once Smedley is done, Alderman Smedley.
Thank you. Through you, Madam Mayor. I just want to echo what Alderman DeFronzo just said. I work almost every day with Mr. Peterson at the high school, and to see him in action every day in the high school with the students is something really neat. And then when he does get to perform for our students, it's even better because majority of our students don't realize how talented he really is. They see him sometimes just as a discipline figure or a bigger brother or a mentor, which I've seen him in all three capacities, whether he's at the store buying something for a student who needs it or guiding somebody in the high school. But then when they see him on stage, their jaws drop, and it's just amazing to see that. So I do thank you, Mr. Peterson, for sharing your talent with the city and with the students at the high school. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other Alderman like to comment? After a long and lengthy process, it's an honor to call somebody who's my friend, our first poet laureate.
Yeah.
But I like a motion to...
Your Honor, can I make a motion to suspend the rules?
Seconded by Alderman Collins. All those in favor suspending the rules, signify by saying
aye.
Opposed? Chief, would you like to come forward? Introduce yourself to us. Tell us a little bit about you.
Good evening. Mike Peterson, 63 Mill Street, right across the street from 110 Mill Street, where I work. Yeah. Walk to work every day, 60
Always
seconds.
On time.
Always on time. I just want to thank you all. Thank the Arts Commission, people behind me. It was an honor. It's a true honor. Like I've done some pretty good things, and I received a bunch of congratulations, and on my way here, I kind of realized, like, one, I should probably invest in an umbrella because I got soaked and I'm wet under my suit.
Oh, geez.
And two, this is a big deal. Like, this is a big deal, and my mom is like super happy for me. I'm like, Mom, thanks, you know, and you gotta carry a level of humility with you, but I'm in the car like, yeah, you did it. So, throughout the whole process, my thing was more so like, what does a poet laureate look like? Like, what is he supposed to wear? How does he dress? If I wear a tie, am I not taking you guys serious? Do you not take me serious? So it was more so about, it shouldn't matter what I wear, because it's about what's in here. That's my heart and my brain. So rather than what I wear, it's more about what I'm saying. Besides, if I use fashion to make a statement, then what's the purpose of having a mouth? And no matter how much of his clothing we buy, we'll never play polo with Ralph, you see. It's not about what I wear. It's about the words I share. So why me? Because I was born, raised, and I'm probably going to die here. New Britain isn't just outside. It's inside here. That real, genuine hurricane pride resides here. I've been to Hollywood, England, and read poems in Rome. Poetry has literally taken me all across the world, but I still come back home because this is where I'm from. Like I tell my students, I'm from where you're from. I've done what you've done and seen what you've seen, and I was once in between a rock and a hard place just like you. Yes, my father left me too. I've seen my brother die, wiped my mother's eyes and been too afraid to try, and that is why I succeed. I'm not afraid to bleed through my pen. You all know where I'm from, and I just gave you a snippet of where I've been, so why me? Because I was born, raised, and I'm probably gonna die here. And although spoken word and poetry, free verse is my form of poetry, don't think that I'm not well educated and rehearsed on all different kinds. I know limericks, ode, haiku, and tanka. For example, limerick. There once was a man from New Britain who was strong and tough and hard-hitting. They scratch and they bite. They sneak up at night. I seriously have a fear of kittens. Don't judge me. Haiku. And because they're short, I'll give two. One. All little children have imaginary friends. I called mine Daddy. Two. Legs thick like tree trunks. Big old round bubble booty. Hippopotamus. Roses are red, violets are blue. Some poems rhyme and some don't. You see, poetry, it can't be predicted. I'm addicted and I can't kick it. It's been my prescription for pain, my medication for stress. It's 2,000 milligrams of poetry, and side effects include motivation, inspiration, and the ability to believe in yourself. I write because it's good for my health, and writing has saved my life, literally. So maybe my poetry can change your day. So I just want to thank you all for giving me this opportunity to represent the city that I love by doing what I love. And I really hope that poetry can open your mind and your heart and welcome it to open your ears and not judge. Please understand, I write because I desire to change the world, or at least inspire the person that does. Thank you for the opportunity, everyone.
Motion made to return to regular order, seconded by Alderwoman Collins, and we're back at 8:14. Thank you so much, Mike. Congratulations to you. We look forward to what you're going to do, and you're going to represent the city of New Britain so well. Feel free to come back and keep us all posted on your progress and what you're doing. I'm sure Steve and the Arts Commission will keep us in tune as well. They'll certainly be keeping you busy, that's for sure. I have no doubt in my mind that Steven has all these like grandiose plans for you, but congratulations. It's really an honor to have you with us, so thanks. Do I have anyone else like to comment? Alderman Bowles?
Can I just add, I was teasing the mayor, and I said, after he did it, I said, I thought he was going to read us a poem. That was great. That was wonderful. So thank you and congratulations. And I also wanted to ask the makers, I see there's additional lines here. I'm assuming that others can sign on, that Alderman Naples and Alderman Platosh are fine with that.
Yes.
Is that? Okay. Thank you.
Pull around the circle. All right. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations. Moving on to resolution number 4, Alderwoman Black.
I move to accept and adopt resolution number 4.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman DeFranco.
And this is the Every Kid Count After School program. It's just another one of those grants that we have for the good programs for the kids for after school. And the resolve that the Common Council authorized Mayor Eric Stewart to sign appropriate documents required for this grant. And this grant is $126,000, and it's for the after school programs. I urge adoption.
Thank you, Alderwoman. Questions, comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 5, Alderman Platosh.
Resolution number 5, I move to accept and adopt.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
This is a state grant for our health department. It's a STD control program for 2015 for this year, and I thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. Questions or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 6, Alderman Platosh.
Resolution number 6, I move to accept and adopt.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderman Alderwoman Collins.
This is another donation, which is for our health department. It's for a senior center, and it's for Zumba practice for $2,800.
Thank
so
you.
So if you need to learn Zumba.
Are you going to do it?
I'll bring in my accordion.
Okay. That's so great. It's so great. Any questions or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution, no, I would go to that class if you did that. I would absolutely go. Resolution number 7, Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 7.
Seconded by Alderman Giantonio.
Resolution number 7 is authorization for the city to apply for a brownfield grant. And the amount is for $200,000. The city does have a 10% cash match, but for us to put in $20,000 and get $200,000, not a bad deal. And it's my understanding that we're going to be looking at this to utilize potentially for renovation in the police station all the way down to the work that's going on across from the senior center and some of that property that there's interest for developing. So, and hopefully there'll be other interests with regards to the busway and such. Fast track, it's hard to get out of that habit. So I urge adoption. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderwoman. Questions or comments? All those in favor, Alderman Giroudi.
Thank you, Your Honor. Question through you, if I might, to Mr. Malinowski.
Sure.
I see him shaking his head back there. So maybe you could give a brief overview as to what this, and in conjunction with several other grants we've done.
Good evening, and I apologize to the President Pro Tem. That's actually not what we're hoping to do with this.
Oh, okay. I only got it from the top.
And then I apologize also to the mayor. This is a new grant the DECD just came out with. It's a Brownfields Area Revitalization Planning Grant. And we have several different grants that we have used in the police station. As you know, we had the brick breaking or groundbreaking for the grant, which was $2.9 million. We also had an additional $500,000, $200,000, and an additional $100,000. So if you add all those up, that is what was going into the police station area through Bosco Drive, through Pearl Street, and onto the Senior Center. This is a new grant. It's due September 16th. The purpose of the grant would be to plan a different area. We are presently looking at East Main Street, an area from Smalley to Dwight, to plan the area around that bus station and the possibility of making that available for economic development at the same time. There are a number of properties within that area that may be considered brownfields as they sit presently, and as some of the older folks on the council and myself would remember, there were also some factories in that area, and there's the possibility that we'd be dealing with the type of urban fill that we are also dealing with in the area of Bosco Drive, Bottle Auto, and on. So this is a new grant. It's the first time DECD has it out. We have had several conversations with the deputy director of DECD, Tim Sullivan, and he has asked us to look at the other two areas in town where we have bus stops. So the first one would be East Main Street, and then possibly taking a look at the the possibility of brownfields within the East Street area as well. That's really where it is. And I apologize for any misinformation. That would be my bad.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, Mr. Malinowski, for that description. If you could just do me a favor when you get a moment, on the PD sometime, could you shoot me over an email on those, or maybe to everybody on the grants that we have applied for that are in the pipes on the...
For that area?
From the PD, well, not necessarily for this, but from the PD down Bosco Drive and Pearl Street area. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Malinowski while he is here? Thank you very much, sir. Any other questions or comments in general? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 8, Alderwoman Magnuszewski.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 8.
Sorry. Seconded by Alderman Giantonio.
This resolution authorizes the mayor to execute all contracts related on behalf of the city to utilize the CCSU campus facilities, including the indoor sports bubble, all the gymnasiums, pools, athletic fields for now and future events. The tennis program, the winter tennis program, is held inside CCSU's indoor sports bubble. The university graciously waives its fee. Parks and Rec pays supervision charges of $15 an hour, and 50 youth from New Britain do participate. So I urge adoption. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderwoman. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Do I have a motion to adjourn, Alderman DeFronzo? Do I have a second, Alderwoman Magnuszewski?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned at 8:23 p.m. Best of luck to everyone. Thanks,